Goodbye, scenic Gillette, Pennsylvania. Your countryside view is amazing. Goodbye, Elmira, New York. It was fun assisting Mrs. Renee Cairo in cooking classes and health lectures. Today, I had to embark on a journey far, far away. That was an audio clip from my YouTube video called Trip to Wellness Secrets. Wellness Secrets is a health center that has an excellent 5-day living program. You can learn more about it by going to Open Source Vegan's YouTube channel. Recently, opensourcevegan.com helped create their 5-day living program promo that you'll really like to watch. It's a short and very informative YouTube video highlighting a typical day during their health session. With all that said, let's listen to the last segment of my interview with Mrs. Rosalie Hurd, co-author of 10 Talents. What I like about 10 Talents is that it's more than just a cookbook. On page 627, you highlight 10 principles for abundant health. What are those principles?
Yes, thank you for asking me about that, Franklin, because I was thinking one day, would it be nice if we could make an acronym out of the words 10 Talents? And so I prayed about it, and the Lord gave me this acronym, which includes the very basic principles for a healthy lifestyle, like fresh air, the water that we drink and use on the outside of our bodies, inside and out, the sunshine, the rest that we get each night, you know, the exercise that's so important to good health, the food that we eat, nutrition, and then trusting in God for life itself and for keeping our bodies in health and providing us with the necessities that we need, the food and other necessities of life that we take for granted every day. And then we added to those 8 principles of health, we added thankfulness and service, because I think it's so important to be thankful. You know, the Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And then how important it is to share what we know with others, to give our lives in service for others. These are important because if we retain what we know to ourselves, that seed doesn't sprout, you know, it doesn't grow, and so it doesn't multiply. And so I took that acronym and put it together and spelled the words 10 Talents, the name of our cookbook. And I thought it was so beautiful, you know, and I put trust in divine power first, because that to me is the most important thing. If we have trust in divine power, we will have the victory to do all the other things. You know, and somebody asked me, well, where do you get the name 10 Talents? Where did that come from? And I like to read the quote that I found in one of my favorite author's books, the book Counsels on Diet and Foods. It says, the one who understands the art of properly preparing food and who uses this knowledge is worthy of higher commendation than those engaged in any other line of work. She says, this talent should be regarded as equal in value to 10 talents, for its right use has much to do with keeping the human body in health. And then she goes on to say that because so inseparably connected with life and health, it is the most valuable of all the gifts. Now, that's taken from Diet and Foods, page 251, and I have it right on the title page of our new cookbook. And I tease my husband all the time, Franklin, because he's a physician, he's a doctor, and I say, you know, honey, the art of knowing how to properly prepare food is actually, it's equal to 10 talents. It's the most valuable of all the gifts. It's higher than a doctor, it's higher than a minister, it's higher than a lawyer, because the people who feed us are responsible for whether we have a sweet or sour disposition, whether we're going to feel good or not good. Makes a big difference who puts that food on our plate and what's in it. It is truly a talent equal to 10. So we don't want to put the cook down because she has a very important place in the family. Or today, I think a lot of men are excellent chefs. They need to learn how to cook as well. And we encourage families to bring their children into the kitchen and teach them when they're very young how to enjoy working with food and how to make good bread. Bread is a staff of life, and it's so important that we learn to use these whole grains that have the fiber and the nutrients in it to support heart health and brain health, because the devitalized foods that are dissected and all the bran is removed and all the other nutrients are removed, they don't equal what God gave us in the beginning. They can never be the same. The body does not treat them or accept them or doesn't do us the good that it would if we had the whole food simply prepared in as natural a state as possible.
Ms. Hurd, the story of your life inspires me as a young person to live and share with others the blessing of health that God wants to give everyone.
Well, thank you, Franklin. I've enjoyed talking with you.
You can purchase her cookbook by dialing 541-472-1113. That's 541-472-1113. Or you can find her cookbook at 10talents.net. This new updated version of 10 Talents is one of my favorites because it is so comprehensive. As always, please check out opensourcevegan.com to gain more information for your physical, mental, and spiritual health.
Open Source Vegan.